Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome. I am Catherine Lang, your Hope Smith extraordinaire, here to dare you to find your focus and pursue your purpose with boldness, because you were created on purpose and for a purpose. And I know that, you know, with a dash of hope, you will begin to unlock this journey and step down your path with purposeful determination. Hope matters. Hope is one of the most powerful words we can ever wrap our heads around. Hope drives us into all of the possibilities that are waiting for us. People ask me all the time, why hope? Why is hope my focus? Why do I always turn to hope first? And it's because in my own life, hope has been the way that the clouds parted. When I was pregnant with our third pregnancy, we had the two older boys, and it was perfect. It's what I always dreamed of. I always wanted the children stair-stepped, so I was so excited with this pregnancy falling at the perfect time in the perfect moment. And the only problem was I struggled throughout every pregnancy because with morning sickness. I didn't have morning sickness. I take that back. I had all the time sickness, and this was no exception. The difference was I'm allergic to almost every, or have a negative reaction to almost every medication that they normally give a woman when she's having morning sickness. And this time they gave me a medication, and I had what's called a dystonic reaction to the medication. And basically all of my muscles kind of quit functioning. And I looked like I had had a stroke, and I felt like I was walking through a marshmallow. Nothing was right. Everything was off about me. And because everything was off about my own body, it caused the baby to not get what it needed, and the baby died. And I was devastated. I laid in bed crying because not only did the baby die, but my body didn't understand that I no longer had a baby. So I was still suffering from the symptoms that I would have had I continued on to term. And so here I was dealing with this and suffering from this and struggling with this. And I did not know. I didn't want to do anything. I hid in my bedroom and cried. And my now middle son, who was probably three at the time, walked into the bedroom and he handed me my CD player, my little portable CD player. And he said, "Mommy, you're supposed to listen to this." And he handed me the headphones and I put them on my ears and I pushed play. And it was queued up to the third song on that CD. It was a CD by Andrew Peterson. And the song was Faith to Be Strong. And in it, he says, "Give us heart to find hope." And it struck me. It struck me in a very powerful way. So much so that I got up out of bed for the first time in a long time, and I sat down at my desk, and I listened to the song over and over and over, and I wrote out the words to the song from listening to it. And it became my anthem, because it reminded me that I had hope, and it gave me a peace and a comfort to know that there was hope. It might just be a little bitty bit, but it was enough. It was enough to tell me that I have a new start. And when I understood that hope reminded me of that new start, that the new possibility, the new chance, that I was full of peace and comfort in a way that couldn't have happened without that hope. So I stood in that hope and I stood on that hope, and that is one of the main reasons that hope is the starting point. Because I know from my own life and my own walk that hope matters. Hope gives me the strength to get up when devastation has been in my life. Hope gives me the courage to step out when the last time I did, I fell on my face. Hope gives me the power to do not only what I'm designed to do, but to do so much more than I ever even imagined possible. And it starts with just that seed, just that little bit of hope. Whether it's given to me from the words of a friend, or given to me from the words of a song, or given to me by my 3-year-old son who didn't even know how to work a CD player. Hope makes it possible. And so I want to share hope with you, because I've seen what it's done in my life. I've felt what it's done in my life. I have watched what it's done in my life. And I know the power that comes when I find that hope for the journey. When we have the hope, we have everything that we need to begin again, to take that new start. A new start after a hurt, or a new start after a mistake, or a new start after disobedience, or a new start after a missed opportunity, or a new start after a great day. Hope makes the way. And through that hope, I step again. Hope gives us the courage to do things that we never imagined possible. Hope gives us that fresh start that we need to keep going and to keep doing and to keep reaching. Hope matters. That is why I am invested in growing hope. That is why I am a hopesmith. That is why I know that if I can give hope the throne again, then everything else will begin to fall into line. Because hope is that seed that grows up into everything else. And I know when I have hope, I have that new start. I have a new start after a hurt. I can remember attending a church, and I was all excited about getting closer to my relationship with God and investing time in Bible studies. And I just found out that there was such a thing as Bible studies, because the church I was raised in just had us reading scripture and didn't show us these studies. And I was studying, you know, up to 4 Bible studies a day, and I was really into it. And then my church family blocked me out. One of the elders of the church came to me and said, you know, I just wanted you to be aware that they're trying to keep you from getting involved so that you'll leave. Fortunately, I was already beginning to grow hope in my life. And instead of focusing on the hurts that they were giving me, I was focused on the hope that God had something more that He was fixing to do in my life. And that's what hope does. It reminds me that there is a new start, a new possibility, even after a hurt. It also reminds me there's a new start after a mistake. You know, when I was younger, I did stupid stuff. I mean, things that I don't even want to talk about, much less think about, because I didn't, even though I may have known better, I didn't care because I was younger and I was doing what I wanted to do. And because of the mistakes that I made in my past, when my husband and I first got married and we did not get pregnant straight out of the gate, I began to think that maybe I didn't deserve to have kids. Even though I had asked for forgiveness and I had accepted that God had forgiven me, I still doubted. And then my first child, we were given the due date of Christmas. And I knew it was a confirmation. It was that little bit of hope to remind me that there is a new start even after mistakes. There is also a new start after a disobedience. And this has happened to me on more than one occasion. God has directed me to do something and I've said no. I just flat out said, not going to do it. I'm comfortable where I am. I'm not going to do what you've told me to do. And even after I am rude to God and I say no to God, He still loves me. He still draws me to Him. And He still helps me find the hope to remember that even after I do all of that to Him, there is still hope for a new start. There is hope for a new start after a missed opportunity. I can remember when before I found these Bible studies, I knew very early on that God was drawing me to something. And I was chasing God and excited about what He was doing. And then I had a mentor tell me that I was making a mistake in how I was pursuing God. And I listened to the mentor and not to God. And I turned and ran from God instead of running to this calling that He was giving me. And it was many years later when I, stumbled into these Bible studies that I began to move back into that relationship with Him in a very personal and intimate way. But even after that missed opportunity, God still reminded me that there's a new start, that He still has something for me. I am still designed on purpose and for a purpose. And quite honestly, there's nothing I can say or do that's going to surprise Him. Believe me, I've tried. There's also a new start after a great day. So easy for me to stop. I've done what I'm supposed to do. I've knocked it out of the ballpark. Everything was awesome. So why do I have to get up and keep going? Because there's a new start. Even after I've done everything that I know I'm supposed to do, even after everything went right, there's still a new start. And that's what hope is. It's hope in the pain. It's strength in the struggles. It is courage in the face of the unknown. And it is the boldness to keep going, even when everything went right the day before. Hope matters, and hope gives me the possibility, the new start, to keep taking the step, no matter what yesterday held, no matter what 5 minutes ago held. I have the new start because I have the hope in me that says I'm worth that new start. He has determined by my creation that I am worth the new start. And when I get a hold of that understanding and I recognize that I am worth it to Him, then I become worth it to myself. And when I'm worth it to myself, then I have the hope that's going to carry me into that next step, into that new start. The hope of a new start after a hurt or after a mistake or after disobedience or after a missed opportunity or even after a great day. I have the hope that carries me into the more that I am uniquely designed to live out. We need to keep it simple. We work really hard sometimes to make these things complicated, all these things complicated. And if we can just strip away all of those complications, all of those additions, all of that stuff that's piled up on top of it, it really is not all that complicated. It really is simple. When I first started trying to read the Bible all the way through, I wanted to sit down and read it like I would a novel. And that's great if that works for you. But my problem was all of these read the Bible in a year different setups. What if you miss a day like I did? And then I would try to make up for it on the next day. And if I missed 3 days, then I was shot. I wasn't going to get it done. There was no physical way for me to catch up without maybe doing a marathon read on one day of the week. And my dad encouraged me to start by reading the Proverbs every day and get in the habit of reading the Bible every day. And what's amazing is that when I do something, when I take a step towards something, I begin to build up the ability to do more. Just like taking 10,000 steps. I didn't take 10,000 steps. I took a step. And then I worked my way up to the 10,000 steps. And in the last month, I've walked nearly a full 100 miles, one step at a time. So with the scripture, he encouraged me to read the Proverbs. So for the first day of the month, I would read Proverbs 1. The second day of the month, Proverbs 2, and so forth and so on. If I missed a day, I still just read the proverb for that day. And then the next month, I would read through the Proverbs again. And I did this for several years. And it dawned on me, if I could do it for the Proverbs, I could do it for the Psalms. And so I sat down one day and I broke the Psalms down. And basically, I read all the Psalms. I read 5 Psalms a day. In some situations, I read 6 Psalms, but most days I read 5 Psalms a day. And then on one day of the month, I read Psalm 119 because it's really long. But I didn't make it complicated. If I miss a reading on a day, I don't make up that reading. I just read what I'm supposed to read on the next day, and I make it up usually the next month. So I did this for several years, and then I figured, hey, I've done it for the Psalms, and I've done it for the Proverbs, why not the Gospels? And I sat down, and I broke down the Gospel readings into a day-by-day. So on the first, I read from the book of Matthew, and on the second, I read some more of Matthew. I read 3 of the Gospels. And I also broke down the New Testament in the same way. Instead of trying to sit down and read the whole Bible in one sitting, or instead of trying to push myself to read the whole Bible in 1 year, what I did was challenge myself to read the Bible one day. Just one day. And the way I've broken it down, I can read through the entire Bible in 2 months. I read through the Psalms, the Proverbs, the Gospels, and the New Testament in 1 month, and then it takes 2 months to do the Old Testament because it's really long. And when I first tried to break it down into 1 month, I realized I'm not even going to do that. So I broke it down a little bit further. But the point is, instead of trying to do it all in one bite, I took one bite at a time, and eventually I completely read through the Bible. But I did not do it like a novel. I didn't sit down and read Genesis 1 through the Revelations. I read in Genesis, and then I read in the history books, and then I read in the poetry books, and then I read in the prophets. And it worked for me. Instead of trying to do it like everyone else told me I had to do it, I found what worked for me. And because it worked for me, I started working it. So here's my tip for you, my simple tip, how to keep it simple, saints, when it comes to reading scripture. Find what works for you. If starting in John is what works for you, then read John. If reading the proverb, a proverb a day works for you, then read the Proverbs. The point is to read the word, because in reading the word, you get to know the one that wrote the word. And when you get to know the one that wrote the word, then you find the wisdom and knowledge you need to take that next step in reading the word to get to know the writer of the word even better. Don't make it complicated, because it's not supposed to be. This is a letter to you from the Creator. Read it how it works for you. Read it how he directs you to read it. Read it in a way that allows you to feel good about the reading and not feel like it's a chore. And when you do, you will find that it is simple to read the Bible. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, in all that you're doing, be blessed. And be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineCLang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.